Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Wilcox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Braun moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse fires to first and picks off Darwin. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is walked intentionally. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Braun moves to third. Reese moves to second. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Chambliss scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fossey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Strickland now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Fossey goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilcox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reese takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Fosse moves to second. Roy Foster pinch hits for Milt Wilcox. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fosse scores. Duffy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Borgman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Borgman. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell is walked intentionally. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Lamb now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3. Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fosse is hit by the pitch. Jerry Moses pinch runs for Ray Fosse. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Moses now catching. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Monson pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Dan Monson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 3. the Indians will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Ray Lamb. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Camilli now playing second base. Steve Mingori now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive towards first. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Charlie Manuel. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Borgman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Bry pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Jim Nettles. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.